Roland Martin.
You probably say, come on, give me a break. Move on, guys.
Weekday mornings at 9 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Central. Start your day with TV1's News One Now, the only daily news show that looks at issues from our perspective. And today, Roland talks to an expert that says meditation can help you lose weight. Meditation. Okay.
Yeah.
From Washington, D.C., Roland Martin, good morning.
Hey, Tom, Sybil, and Damon. Hey, let me give a shout-out to Spelman. I did their wellness summit on Thursday. I had a great time there. So Dr. Tatum, she's doing a phenomenal job leading that wellness initiative at Spelman. And, Tom, on the same day I was there, Bernice King, CEO of the King Center had a news conference where she stood with pastors, family members, and others as related to this tete-a-tete, if you will, this legal battle she's having with her brothers, Dexter King, as well as MLK III, with regards to their father's Nobel Peace Prize, as well as his traveling Bible. She joins us right now on the Tom Joyner Morning Show. Bernice, good morning.
Good morning, everybody.
Always a pleasure talking with you. In that news conference, you released a statement on Tuesday that was a very strongly worded 536-word statement. Then you held the news conference where you told everyone that you were disassociating yourself from your brothers. Explain, what does that actually mean?
That was never a word that I used. In fact, I said, please do not group me with my brothers. That's the word the media used.
Okay.
I can never disassociate myself. They're my family. I love both of my brothers dearly. But in all of the years that I've seen articles, blogs, everything else, I think people have unfairly categorized me. Let me just say that. And so it was my attempt to say, look, you know, look at this for what it is. I had to stand on principle in this particular issue. This is not about a fight for me, but these are very sacred items, and you don't sell them. They should not be bought. You don't sell the Bible. Everybody knows that. The Nobel Peace Prize, as I stood there, there were movement veterans standing with me as well, and Daddy received it as a trustee, and so that's the point that I was trying to make, particularly in this instance. And I know over the years people said, the Kings are fighting over money. I have never fought over money. I never will. I work at the King Center every day. I'm not on salary. That's my service to my parents' legacy. And so it pains me when I'm unfairly characterized.
Well, have you had any conversation with your two brothers since your news conference, since your press release that was sent out last week? And if so, what did they say?
No, I haven't.
Your parents, you think that they would want you to keep these items?
I believe so.
Bernice, what also jumps out is that, I mean, there's obviously been this back and forth, a lawsuit that was filed on the 50th anniversary of the march, August 28th, as well, trying to oust you from the King Center. I mean, does all of this back and forth, spending more time focused on legal matters, take away from the King Center work and what it is you are trying and the brothers should be accomplishing when it comes to your father's legacy and your mother's legacy?
You know, I think it makes it challenging. But again, we're all individuals. And I have to keep staying on the wall like Nehemiah and doing what God called me to do. If their decision and choice is to go into court, then I have no choice but to stand firm in the position that I take. People should know we don't just go to court. I mean, there have been dialogue and discussions behind the scenes over the years. Why it's gotten to this point, same question I ask God every morning. Why are we here? So I ask the same question people ask, but at the same time, I recognize and realize that I'm an individual, that it's important that I always stand on principle and what I believe is right, what I believe is just.
How much money do you think you can get, you can sell these items for?
Or do they think they can get?
I have no earthly idea. I don't even try to think about it, to be honest with you, because in my personal opinion, they're priceless items.
Bernice, to this it marks the 50th anniversary that, your father received the Nobel Peace Prize in December of 1964. He said then that he received it on behalf of the movement. And when you were first notified, was it via a discussion? Was it via a letter? When MLK III told you that this was the interest, how did that discussion even take place?
It was a notice for a meeting.
So you've not had a interaction with those two where you've actually talked about physically this whole issue?
No, there was an actual meeting. There was a meeting that took place.
And so at the meeting was
a vote, and I voted against it.
So there was a, and for the people who are listening, for the King Estate, that the three of you are the remaining shareholders. Your sister Yolanda has passed away. And so there was a vote taken 2-1 to actually put these items up for sale.
Exactly. And the meeting notice, in fact, came to me on the King holiday, which, grieved my spirit.
And I gotta ask you that, because that is troubling for a lot of people who are associates of your father, that you would get this notice on the day of the King holiday, that the attorneys for your brothers would file lawsuit back in August on the actual anniversary of the March on Washington. I mean, it's, these things are not, to be perfectly honest,
can't be coincidental.
They're not coincidental.
Well, I agree, but these are questions that I think they should answer. Obviously, I'm not them, so I can't get in their head. I have no idea.
I talked to your brother, MLK III, at the Trumpet Awards, and he hit me up saying that people should not be reporting on things and not talking to people. And I said, well, I've called you in the past, have texted you, and you don't respond to things. Is it also bothersome that, frankly, you are the one out here who is having to speak on these issues and being questioned, and the two of them are silent?
I don't know if it's bothersome, but I think, everybody has a right to their voice. And it was more important to me in this particular instance, as my father said, our lives began to end the day we remained silent about what matters. And, in this particular instance, I thought this was a matter that mattered, that, I needed to be able to stand in a position that, barring that we are Dr. King's children, that if this were the situation in my father's life, those items are not something that he would sell or even allow someone to buy from him.
And these are not the first items, Bernice. These are not the first items. Of course, the city of Atlanta paid $32 million for other King artifacts, so it's not like other items haven't been sold. Would you say these are different?
These are very different. My father sold his own words in the marketplace by writing a book. So these are definitely different. These are sacred items.
What do you think your father would say right now? What do you think your father would say, or your mom, at this point?
I think his heart would be extremely grieved, period, because he gave away every dime of the Nobel Peace Prize that he received. He held the prize, the medal. And preachers don't sell their Bible. No one, a family, doesn't sell their Bible. They certainly should.
Bernice King, CEO of the King Center. We certainly appreciate you joining us here on the Tom Joyner Morning Show.
Thank you.
Good luck to you.
Thank you.
God bless you.
Yeah.
It's so sad.
It's so embarrassing for all of us. I can only think about how she feels.
It's sad.
It is.
It's very sad.